to buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. We begin with a tense situation over the nation's capital. The Defense Department authorized fighter jets to fly at supersonic speeds, causing a sonic boom to intercept a plane in restricted airspace. There are no survivors. Correspondent David Martin tells us what happened.
The sonic boom was clearly heard and felt over the Washington area as F-16 jets scrambled to intercept a Cessna aircraft that had entered the airspace over the nation's capital. The North American Air Defense Command said the pilot of the small plane did not respond to attempts to contact him, which included the firing of flares to get his attention.
There is encouraging news in the fight against ovarian cancer at an international cancer conference. Our Linda Kenyon reports on a new drug combination.
Researchers in London say this new drug combination was almost twice as effective as a single drug treatment. They also found outcomes were even better in patients with a particular gene mutation, about 60%, although those without that mutation also had an encouraging response. All patients in the study had a certain form of ovarian cancer that tends to affect younger women.
People celebrating the life of a car accident victim are now mourning the death of a woman after a mass shooting in Chicago. Acting Deputy Police Chief Ednardo Gutierrez.
A large group of people were gathered to celebrate the life of a man who was killed in a car accident 4 years ago. A verbal altercation ensued, and then multiple offenders began to shoot.
Six others were hurt. So far, there are no arrests. Planning to get away this summer? Better budget and more money for gas. The BBC's Fiona McDonald explains why.
The oil cartel OPEC and its allies, including Russia, have announced that they will extend cuts in output into 2024. Oil producers are grappling with falling prices and high market volatility amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which has upended economies worldwide.
Also overseas, officials in India think they know what caused a catastrophic train collision that killed hundreds and injured hundreds more. Correspondent Jerika Duncan.
India's rail minister said it appears a malfunctioning signal is to blame for the country's worst train disaster in decades. It caused two passenger trains to change tracks and slam into a freight train. The trains were carrying more than 2,200 people. Nearly 300 of them were killed and nearly 1,000 were injured.
At least one entertainment union has reached a deal with Hollywood producers to avoid a strike. The Directors Guild of America's tentative agreement increases wages and streaming residuals and includes guardrails for the use of artificial intelligence. The Writers Guild of America strike is now in its fifth week. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Nomedica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Stay cool and dead outside. Employ the heart. Heavy on Civic Media, Essential Last Crack from 1991 and Burning Time, the title track to that album. Icicle before that, from their latest album. I wonder if Last Crack will release another album. I got to think the guys have so much, you know, they write about it. They're busy. They got other side projects going on. But maybe there's one more Last Crack album out there in the world. God's willing or whatever, you know. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin every week, 10 to midnight here on Saturday nights and replayed on Sunday. Get the podcast on the podcast page of the Max Inc. Radio Podcast. The Max Inc. Radio Podcast page at Civic Media. That's a great place to stop, by the way, because we got some really cool archives of the Devil's Lairs up there. People coming in, performing live for us in the studio. Some awesome interviews from tons of artists, not only here in Madison, but from around the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Wausau, Eagle River. They're all there. Max Inc. Radio podcast page at civicmedia.us. And while you're at civicmedia.us, don't forget to check out all the other cool shows on the network. Plus, get the Civic Media app on your phone. That is an essential thing right there. Hey, did you go to Maybash? I went to Maybash on Saturday afternoon, hung out for a few hours, got to see a lot of cool people. I want to thank Noah from the Earthlings for helping me out with a beer and a lighter. Appreciate that, brother. You can always count on your friends at Maybash to help you out. If you're thirsty or hungry, grab yourself a beer. And someone will help you out with it. You know what I'm saying? All right. Maybach was a great success. Thanks to John. Thanks to Larry and Dez and the sound guy, John. My gosh, it was a really good time. Or Ben, that's who it was. Ben, the sound guy, made it sound so good. And of course, to all the bands who played Maybach this year. So I went there on Saturday. I saw Looks to Kill. First time I got to see them play. They were awesome. Saw Dog's Blood. That was kind of a highlight. Nate. It's always good to see Nate. Nate, the drummer dude. He's cool. Music on the way. We'll do some 20-minute mission here in a couple minutes. We'll do some Brash Menagerie and Carbellion. A band that I did not see at Maybach that I wanted to see was Jingleheimer. That's coming up this hour as well. Let's do some Lockjaw right now. They have a show coming up. I was telling you about this show earlier. They're playing with the God Bombs, Lockjaw, and Crucifix at the Crucible on Thursday, July 6th. That's going to be a pretty cool show. Here is Lockjaw's latest single called Anti-Love. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Without you, I feel so alone. Every day.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music with 20 Minute Mission, 8 Room. That's brand new stuff from 20 Minute Mission. You can get the new songs right now from 20 Minute Mission on their Bandcamp page. Plus, they're playing a Tuesday show here in Madison at the Burr Oak with What Handsome Men. That's on June 13th. I really didn't know I was in a band. What Handsome Men. What a great name. I'm going to check that band out. I have not heard them. Hey, another band that I just recently discovered, and I haven't had a chance to get their music until just now, but I'm happy to bring them. And they also played Maybash, too. I was telling you about them earlier. Jingleheimer. They're from Madison. And they're a very interesting band. Check out their Facebook page, Jingleheimer. And they do have a show coming up in Crandon. Was it Saturday, May 13th in Crandon at the Packham Inn? Go check them out and see what they're going to be at the Crucible on the 29th of us last year. Jesus, Jimmy K. Can I say that on the radio? I just did. They have no shows coming up. I'm just going to play their music. This song is called Dirt and Ernie on Max Inc. Radio. Waxing Heavy, we are local music. That is Jingleheimer. Jingleheimer. You know, sometimes when you're doing radio, it's kind of crazy. You're doing like 9 things at once, jamming to the music, reading show announcements, and then you realize you're reading the shows from last year on their page. That's the classiest mood I've ever made on live radio before, and it's not even live radio. Anyway, check out the band. They're pretty cool. They got some stuff cooking, I'm sure, and we'll hear from them soon. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. You can order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Also, thanks to Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen out in Sun Prairie. They got that patio. They got great beer, great food, and live music. Get the full happenings right now at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into the Atwood Avenue office, or you can find more information or reach out and contact them on their website, weikert-lakepoint.com. We got music on the way from Rogue Rat, brand new stuff from them, satisfaction guaranteed, you know. We'll do some Carbellion as promised, Leveled the Earth. Right now it's the Brash Menagerie and Clown
Suits. How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes?
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
It's time for the 34th Annual Marquette Waterfront Festival. Saturday, June 10th and Sunday, June 11th at Yahara Place Park in Madison. The Marquette Waterfront Festival is the official curtain riser to the East Side's glorious season of summer festivals. This year featuring a hot mix of local talent, touring national acts on two stages, plus local vendors, food, beer, wine, kids games, and so much more. It's the Marquette Waterfront Festival, June 10th and 11th at Yahara Place Park in Madison. Hosted by the Marquette Neighborhood Association.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Time it bumpers.
I love that Rogue Rat. The new one from Rogue Rack, Pawn in Your Hand. That's from Satisfaction Guaranteed on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me tonight and listening to the hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. I want to remind you, if you want to submit music for me to play on air, you could do that. Just send me an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. maxincradio@gmail.com. And we'll get your music on the air. Maybe we'll even invite you on for an interview. And would just love to hear what you want to hear when we do this local music on the radio on Saturday nights. So important to me. So important to you, too. Helps support the scene, you know? All right. I'm out of here. 20-watt tombstone on the way. We'll do some When Implied before the night is over. Yeah, I thought you might like that. Subatomic on the way right now. Abaddon's End from 21. This is Mark of the Blind on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Not here because the dark is dying. I am the one suffocating light. Hear my words, they come to me. Well, you killed your refugee. I feel the world on your shoulders. Mark the flight. Well, the chains will take your grave. The light dying in the fire fades. Your last breath slips away. Holding on in dire threats. Many lessons that won't be. Feel the world on your shoulders. Mark the blind. Will it change him to your grave?
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Marco from Subatomic, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Mind is
the mighty Subatomic on Max Inc. Heavy. Hey, thanks for listening tonight. I hope to see you at the High Noon Saloon next Saturday afternoon. I believe it's a 5 o'clock show for the cancellations, and we should have been DJs. I think Work and Borky's Groom Machine is playing after that. Woohoo! We're going to leave you tonight with some 20-watt Tombstone on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras, Thompson, and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras, Thompson, and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant.
You're listening to The Shaw.